There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This is a weird one, but it's an interesting one. How many times have you wished to just give it all up and go on an adventure?
Yeah, loads of times.
Loads of times, right? Yeah, I have these thoughts at least 4 times a day if it's a good day.
Especially if it's a pressure day.
Exactly. Now, obviously, I'm not as adventurous because, you know, I'm here every day. But so this person, next person, is my hero.
Basically, I wanted a change in my life. I wanted a change of my routine, of the working routine. And I really love to travel and get to know the world. And I really wanted to get out and do a big trip and just do something as long as I'm young to get more experience to, you know, make better decisions in the future, I suppose. Curious, I guess.
That's Martin Klauker. He's traveling from Germany to Dubai on a bike.
Okay.
Along with his cat Mowgli.
Where does Mowgli sit?
Well, Mowgli's got a little bag. That,
all right.
Yeah, she sits in the front.
So she's not got her own bike then?
No. No. And the ride's going to take them 3 months, and they're expected to pass through at least 11 to 15 countries. And I started by asking Martin, what's his route like?
Started in the Bavarian Alps in Germany. So this is all the way south, close to the Austrian border. So it didn't take me long to get into Austria. The first night we spent in a little place in Austria between the mountains. It was beautiful. And we crossed Austria, went into Slovenia, which was also very beautiful. And from Slovenia, we went down to Croatia, to Pula, and then further down south. From there into Bosnia. I spent a couple of nights in Bosnia, which was also very beautiful. From Bosnia, I went back to Croatia and then into Albania. From Albania, I took a little detour and went into Macedonia, but that was just for the night, really. I met some really cool Scottish people there who I hang out with for a while. And I went back into Albania after that. And from Albania, I made it into Greece, where I'm staying right now. So the rest of the route is going to be from Greece. I want to go on like one or two islands. Maybe I'll go to Cyprus. I haven't decided on that yet. And cross into Turkey with a ferry next to the Black Sea, because I have never been there. And then I get into Iran and make my way down to, I think it's called Bandar Lenge, where the ferry departs to Dubai. Anyway, it's close to Dubai.
It's a lot of pedaling, isn't it?
It is. Now, do you do like doing a bit of research before you travel, Mark?
Yeah, I do. I don't like just to show up somewhere and not know where I'm staying or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like looking up where I'm going and, you know, doing a bit of research, finding out. And that's just for an average 10-day trip.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I asked Martin, you know, how long he took to plan this trip.
Kind of happening as I go. So there was 3 different routes that I considered. Then the details just happening along the way, like people just telling me where to go, which places are good. And that's where I go, really. And other than that, with the visas, I did need to plan an Iranian visa in advance. I needed to go to the embassy and get the visa there. And all the other countries with a German passport, luckily, are just, for me, free to go. I get visa on arrivals, or I simply don't need a visa. So it didn't take too much planning when it came to the route. More of the planning was like what to take, like to get the bike fit for the trip, to get Mowgli fit for the trip, because she is a cat after all. Yeah, it took me about 3 months maybe of planning.
I wonder if Mowgli needs a passport as well.
Yeah, Mowgli
doesn't.
Can't
be that easy getting in and out of the countries, can it, with a cat?
No, probably not. But I guess because of the bike, it must be a bit easier. And but the best part, of course, about this trip is that Martin is traveling with his cat Mowgli because he just did not want to leave her behind.
It kind of just happened, really. It wasn't planned. Like, I would never plan to take a cat on a trip because it's a lot of stress for an animal as well. But I found her in the streets, or like next to the river, actually, in Germany. And she wasn't very well, so I decided to prop her up, to get her to the vet, to get her healthy. And then I would have needed to give her to an animal shelter, which I really didn't want to do, because either she would have been stuck at the shelter or another cat would have been. So I put her on my motorbike and just tried it out, see how she reacts. And she was a little bit nervous in the beginning, but it got better after a few kilometers, and then she just, I don't know, after 15 minutes on the bike, she was just chilling there. She was just fine, relaxed. So that's when I decided to just take her along on this trip.
So he's on a motorbike. He's not pedaling. Save his legs a little bit.
Yeah, it's more gear changing rather than pedaling. But it makes you wonder, doesn't it, that what sort of preparations do you need to do to travel with a cat?
What I needed to do was to get a rabies vaccination and an European pass for her, which is pretty much just just checking that she's got the rabies vaccinations and got her chip number in her, because she's got a chip for identification, as she needs to be identifiable. And I just need to get this passed, the rabies vaccination, and that's it from the official side. But there has been a lot of more preparing with her when it's in terms of getting her ready for the trip. So I took her on camping trips and I took her down to the river next to where it is. And I would let her go on her own and hoping she would come back, and then just testing it out and doing bigger and bigger trips. And I think the biggest trip that we did was we went into the Black Forest in Germany. We went camping for a few nights there and we drove about maybe 1,500 kilometers. So just to test all this out. And I would also take her on a bicycle. I would just put her on my shoulder. I would take her in my car. I would try to do as many things with her as I could. I would also take her shopping, so she just gets used to be hanging out on my shoulder while I'm doing the groceries. But not many shops like that, so it's a bit difficult to go shopping with her, I guess.
Take your cat shopping, why not?
Why not? Exactly. And so I had to ask him, you know, where does Mowgli sit on the bike?
I've got my tank back that sits right in front of me, which is a really good position as I can see her. Also, she's shielded from the wind, so it's not very noisy in there. I've actually tested this out by recording the noise in there when I was driving. That's really it. It's no cage. It's just a leash for when I go shopping. I'll do stuff like that. And when we're driving, she just sits in front of me in a tank bag. And sometimes she will come out because she's very curious. If you've seen Lion King, you know, when they're on that big rock and just gazing out into the wild, that's sort of what she does. A bit like in Titanic, I guess. She just comes up and just gazes and just looks at everything that's moving. Sometimes she even tries to catch little insects that are flying by.
Sounds like quite a trip, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, it makes you wonder, what about the packing? Can you imagine how easy or difficult it must be to pick the essentials and deciding what you want to leave behind?
Packing is very, very difficult when you're on a motorbike trip, especially if you're also considering going off-road. So you got the problem of possible breakdown or like tires popping, something like that. So I've got spare tubes, I've got tools, I've got a spare fuel pump and all that kind of stuff. So that takes up a lot of space. And you need rain gear, obviously. You need sleeping gear, tents, some food rations that don't run off. Like I've got tuna and sardines with me and some nuts always. And obviously enough cat food for Mowgli to be happy. I think I packed 3 months ration of treats for her, treats that I knew she liked just to keep her happy. But yeah, it's very, very difficult to pack for a bike ride, and you don't get it right on the first time. I've done a few other trips with a bike and gained experience from that, and my packing got better and better as I went along, and I did end up packing too much again. But luckily I've met some people from near Rosenheim where I've started, where my mom lives. And I just gave him a bag of stuff with them. It had my camera in it, some dirty shoes, an additional blanket, a tripod, and stuff like that. Stuff you don't really need on that trip, I guess.
So we posted a photograph from Martin's Instagram account on our Instagram account, The Ticket Travels. Go on there and check it out. When we come back, Martin's going to tell us about the risk of taking a cat on holiday who is free to roam around wherever she likes.
We're talking to Martin Klauka, who's riding from Germany, making his way to Dubai with his feline friend Mowgli, and they plan to travel over 3 months, passing 15 countries. So far, we've heard about how long it took them to prepare for this trip, about 3 months, packing the essentials, and what did Mowgli need to do to get ready for this trip. But one thing that Martin worked on before setting out from Germany was to let Mowgli roam free on her own and then give her treats when she came back to him, just so she knows, you know, that she should come back when she's called.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, but a few days ago, Martin posted this one incident on Instagram where Mowgli disappeared. And I'll just let him tell you what happened.
That was really scary, actually. It was kind of frightening, actually, because normally she would just come when I call her, because I give her treats every time I call her, and she just wouldn't turn up anymore. And I was getting more and more worried, and I couldn't find her. So I started looking around, and I started searching the whole campground, spoke to everyone there if they had seen it. The people from the campground had even called the hotel that's next door just to ask them if they had seen a cat walking around. And I went to the campground that was next door, and I was asking the people there. So in the end, I think there was at least 20 people keeping an eye out, and there was people promising me, like, okay, when I see her, I'll just bring her over, I'll just call you. So everybody was getting really, really worried about her, which was quite kind of nice. I wasn't alone with my worry there. And took like 4 or 5 hours, maybe. And then she just came out of next to a car, and she was touching and yawning and hungry as well. So I don't know, she either had a really deep sleep in there, but I'm kind of have the feeling that she might have gotten locked up in the car and people just went to the beach. So she's very curious. She just likes to explore everything. Like she goes into every nook there she can find, into cars, into boxes, into whatever she can find. She just goes out and explores. So I was getting really worried because people were leaving the campground as well. There was like maybe 10 or 15 mobile homes leaving, and I didn't know whether she had gotten locked into one of those and left. Or maybe a kid would have taken her.
It's scary when you lose an animal. Have you ever happened to you? You know, when you've been out and about.
Yeah, my dog. He likes running away. I don't know. He's weird, but especially when he's on the leash, and you know, he'll try and pull away and run away, and you know, he'll go and stop somewhere. But he likes doing that a lot, and it always scares me. So I cannot imagine how it must be with a cat, because cats don't like to be leashed. So I can't imagine how challenging it must be with a cat.
I know, it's amazing though, their instincts. I used to work in a dog kennels, a place where people would leave their dogs when they went on holiday, and it was very close to what we called a holiday camp in the UK. So people would go for the holidays in this holiday camp. There's lots of shows going on, and it's by the seaside, by the beach, and leave their dogs in the kennel so that they could actually visit them. And I was working in this dog kennels, and I remember one day I was trying to feed this dog, and it ran past me and it escaped. So, you know, I'm so worried, like, the people are going to be coming to visit their dog, and I'm going to have to tell them that it's got out and it's escaped. So anyway, you know, I talked to the owner of the kennels. He said, we better go and find them on the holiday camp and tell them, you know, that the dog has kind of run away, which would have been pretty difficult to do. Anyway, so off we went to the holiday camp. And when we got there, we found the dog was sat outside the chalet where they were actually living. It had found them.
Oh, it tracked them down.
Yeah, it tracked them down and found them. So, you know, we went there and told them the whole story. And luckily, they took it all right and let us bring the dog back. But amazing. They're certainly dogs anyway, their skills of finding their owner again.
Yeah, but I don't think cats are like that.
No.
I think they're more, they'll go off, they'll do their thing. If they want to come back, they'll come back. And, you know, it's such a long trip with a cat. And I did ask him about trying out, you know, if he's trying out different places to stay overnight.
I try to camp out as much as possible. The main reason for that is Mowgli, so she can go out and play in the woods. I've slept in a motel once. I got to the place quite late and I just couldn't be bothered, like, looking for a better place. But then I just opened the window. She went out the window and went to someone's backyard and came back a couple of hours later. So she did get to play and to go around. Other than that, I've tried couch surfing in Croatia in Split. And that was my first couch surfing experience that I've had. And funnily, the guy was intrigued by the story with a cat. So he had quite a few requests. So he turned them all down. And then he took my request to host me for the night because he was intrigued by the cat. And on the second day, he actually realized that he had forgotten about his cat allergy. And he started, like, sniffing and having a running nose and all that. And that was quite funny. But it was a beautiful experience. People that you've never met before, and they just take care of you, and you try to give something back to them. And you just meet people and get to know the place really good because they live there. So I've tried that. That was really cool. And most of the beginning, I've been camping out in the wild. And I was going to do the same in Bosnia. But because of the roads I was taking were really, really bad, it drained my battery. Because the fan was on all the time, and I was also charging my phone and all that. So I wasn't going fast enough to recharge my battery as I was going. So I ended up, luckily, in a little town, I've ended up with an empty battery and couldn't get going. So I met the guy there who just told me, okay, you've come to the right man. He just calls his friend. His friend brings the battery charger, and then he goes like, oh, did you have dinner? And I was like, no, I didn't have time to organize any food, really. So he's like, hold on for a second. I'll give you, like, I order you the best pizza that there is. And he orders me pizza, and he didn't even let me pay for any of that. I ended up paying 10 Bosnian mark for literally everything. He let me sleep in front of the pub. It was just beautiful. And I paid about 5 euros for it. So Bosnia has been a good experience still, I suppose. And now I'm going, I prefer to go to official campgrounds because it does get a little bit lonely on the road sometimes. So if you're always camping out in the wild, you just never talk to people. It's not too nice. So when you meet other travelers, you always get the advice and you meet nice people that you can go back to later. And it's just really nice.
Have you ever met anyone on your travels and then stayed friends with them?
I did when I was younger, in my teens, yeah. But of late, I can't think of anybody now. I must be a little bit antisocial when I travel.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't really like talking to strangers, as weird as it sounds. But, you know, Martin, obviously, he says it was a great experience and he's met loads of new people.
Yeah.
And he's already made plans to visit some of them.
I've met so many cool people, and I don't know how I should manage this, but I really want to go and visit the people that I've met from Scotland. They live somewhere out in nature, not in the big city. The nearest neighbor is 200 meters away, and we got along really great, so now I really want to do a motorbike trip after Scotland. And I've also promised my mom that I would take her along, because she's just got her motorbike license as well, and she's got a BMW motorbike. Well, I kind of told her to practice for a little bit, so I don't have to wait all day. And I've made great friends, great connections.
Have bike, will travel.
Have bike, will travel. And, you know, it's a family that rides together, stays together, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose they do.
And finally, I did have to ask him about his plans in the UAE.
I'm planning on reaching Dubai end of November. Might get around to fixing a date, but I haven't got a fixed date yet. But end of November is quite reasonable, because my Iranian visa allows me to enter Iran before the 4th of November, and it is valid for maximum 1 month. So the plan was to get a job and to stock up on travel funds. So by the time I get to Dubai, I'm going to be pretty broke, actually. So I'm really got to find a way of making money. So most likely just look for a job, work for a bit. I do want to leave Dubai before the beginning of summer, because summer is just getting way too hot for me. And I really love to be outdoors. I really don't like to be indoors too much. So I guess maximum is about 6 months. And then I will continue my trip, probably towards India, but it's also not safe yet. It might be Africa, it might be Russia, I don't know. Like, I really don't know yet. Kind of an idea to go to India, and I really want to see Nepal. And I've done a Southeast Asia trip a couple of years ago, and I'd really absolutely love to go on a motorbike to Myanmar and some other places that I've seen there, just because it's so much more exciting to go on a motorbike. So I guess I'm trying to leave Dubai before the summer. That's the plan.
He's certainly got the travel bug, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah. Can you imagine going somewhere not knowing where you're going to be next?
Yeah, Mowgli tagging on all the way.
Yes, and he says that he'll take Mowgli as far as she wants to go. And then, yeah, just take it from there, I suppose.
And do head to our Instagram account. You can see that photograph of Martin there, along with Mowgli, on the Ticket Travels.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.